My name is Peter Downey, and it is a great pleasure for me to be back again as the moderator of the think tank this year. This is my fourth think tank, and tonight is just a really exciting night as, for the launch of the McGill World Platform that Loret Zubay is going to talk to you about in just a second. I know a lot of you traveled to Montreal today and have been working all day, so I'm going to do my best to make this as easy and pleasant for you tonight as possible. And I realize that makes it sound like we're going to start waterboarding you in the morning, but it does get a bit intense for those of you who haven't been at these sessions. And we start right at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we'll get through this evening, I hope, and you have a chance to say hello to old friends. I was just thinking it's so great to see so many old faces, well, familiar faces again. this is a great get-together every fall, and thank you again for inviting me. My task here is to keep you on time. Your task is to change the world in the next 48 hours. So there are moments, I don't know which one of us has the larger challenge, but it's just, let me just underline that it really is important to respect the time that you've been given. It's the only way that we'll be done before the new year. And there's lots of time for discussion built in for over the next 2 days, so everybody will have a chance to be heard and to ask questions if you're interested. I'm sure you all know this I was trying to figure out a way to introduce Dr. Zubay, and I had one way, and I thought, well, no, everybody knows it. You know that she is a force of nature. She is determined, relentless, passionate, dedicated, and a friend. Would you please welcome Dr. Loret Zubay?
Don't be scared. I'm not that bad. I am very pleased on behalf of my co-chair, Wendy Thompson, and Sir Michael Marmot, to welcome you to this first year of a three-year inaugural program of the Think Tank and Business for Health Compact of the McGill World Platform, which, as you will see, it is a bit wanting to change the world, but one action at a time. Nothing more, nothing less, but I think that that's the way things get moving. I would like briefly to give you a sense of what is this McGill World Platform. But before doing so, I want to thank very, very warmly all our partners, and as you see, there are many of them, all the level of Montreal, Quebec, Canada have been with us from the beginning. Now we have partners at the global level as well, and I think that this is an initiative that that is big, but that we can all work together in a significant manner. So the McGill World Platform, you can think of it as a think and do tank, where we want to do nothing less than mainstreaming health into economics and mainstreaming economics into health and healthcare. You have here both Danny Kahneman and Paul Krugman were with us in the first cycle. We had a 4 years that kind of set the foundation of starting to articulate what could be a collaborative platform for science, policy, and action. And we did it within the context of obesity and chronic diseases. And when, whether it's obesity, whether it's health inequity, whether it's mental health, there are major health challenges now that are woven into the everyday way. It's not externality of the system. It's the everyday way that it works. So therefore, none of those issues could ever be resolved if we don't really put on the strategic agenda of all actors in society, starting with the individual, paying significant attention to health. And conversely, I think healthcare and health has become one of the main economic challenge among many others. But there also, we would like to see that mainstreaming economics and business into health and healthcare is a path forward to making life better. So the McGill World Platform, essentially, it builds upon the powerful assets of one of the world's leading research universities. It has been developed under the leadership of the Faculty of Management and the Faculty of Medicine, saying that let's work together to think differently on both sides. Since then, we have contaminated the whole McGill. We have the Faculty of Art, of Architecture, of Law, and Agriculture, and this is really a whole university type of initiative, and the networks that we build does want to reflect this this orientation. So essentially, this think and do that I'm talking about, we see it as a physical and virtual platform that could serve as, I don't say the central hub, but a central hub in the worldwide community that is currently in the making of networks that combine science, policy, action, and education to try to do in a very organic way to drive change on the ground by bringing together the various actors. So this is our kind of avant-garde representation of the platform, which is anchored in what we call the Brain to Society Research Center. And I prepared just a slide talk to you what is the essence of this, the agenda that we will do there, which is essentially, that's the model that I'm skipping. This is essentially to say we have created a world that presents too much challenge to biology. What we are trying to do is to push the boundaries of what we know of brain and society, seeing them as part of the same system, dynamics and adaptive, that is in need of alignment. And I think that the objective, short-term, mid-term, long-term, is really to say we can all be depressed and sit there, but we could also say let's take into account the limitation and the creative power of brain and society, and then let's try to see how we can shape individual, organizational and collective choice so that the 21st century that we shape does present better convergence between health and economics. So this Business for Health Compact and the think tank that some of you have already started to work quite intensely, we conceive this as having an agenda of policy, innovation, and education, but basically being a networks of network working around very focused goal. And today we had four of those convergence workshops, which we hope, and we'll hear more later on this evening, we hope that there are already seeds for changing the world that are emerging from your meeting today. Now, our inaugural program, which will spread over the next 3 years, which is about focusing on the agenda of reducing health inequity and the social determinant. My co-chair, Sir Michael Marmot, as chair of the WHO Commission, has returned the report, and he's even worse than me. He's asking to close the equity gap within a generation. So what we have been conceiving the program is to say, let's start to see to what extent in the current agenda, I think that the power of business has not been captured with its full power, and business as a catalyst for getting the whole of society being involved in this agenda. So essentially, harnessing the power of business for sustainable health and wealth for all is on the agenda. So what we plan to do, building upon the leading models of a more humanitarian and environmentally conscious capitalism, we want to see, let's take as good as it gets, and then let's stretch the envelope of concretely what can be done more than what is done currently. And those the objective is really by what we are doing here today, tomorrow, and in the coming year, in the next 3 years after, is really to make a difference on the agenda. And when I say the agenda, and that's one of the key aspects of understanding the platform, it's a world platform, but it's a world that starts at the community, at the local level, move at the state, province, national, and the global level as well. So I think that this cascading down of what we can do cross-sector, multi-level, is a very important thinking to have in mind. Our honorary co-chair, and I think they typify the when we talk about those emerging models of capitalism. Tonight we will hear our keynote, who is one of the world leaders in thinking through those new emerging models of capitalism, saying that we can create economic value based on human values. Tomorrow you will hear Stuart Hart, who is also one of the leaders on sustainable capitalism. And both of those, as well as Siki Prahalad, who is one of the most influential business strategists, who has been developing the concept of inclusive capitalism, saying that there are 2 billion of poor out there, and why that have been left out of the market. Could we use the power of innovation, the power of financial investment, to help address improve the livelihood of the poor? And the other aspects of capitalism that I'm talking also, and the co-chair Mohamed Yunus, and we have some of his associate, I would say, who will be here later on today and tomorrow. Mohamed Yunus brings a different perspective to emerging models of capitalism. He doesn't want to hear about profit. What he is talking about is essentially forming effective networks for action around focus goals, organizing them as the principle of a business, and he doesn't call this profit, but he calls this the excess of income over expenses are reinvested in scaling up what they do for reaching the social goal that they are giving themselves, or to help the community. So, and doing so in a very empowering way for the individuals. So this is one of the very, I think, novel ways of very complementary to the other. So the agenda over the next 2 days, over the next few years, will consistently bring the two perspectives of those emerging models. The agenda for the next 3 years, we will progressively move, and that's the part that with Michael it took us a very long time to kind of think, if we want to go through the whole spectrum of quote-unquote the social determinants, what are the concrete domains where things have to change? This year, the tier one, from corporate social responsibility to social business, creative and inclusive, mainstreaming the social determinant, and we have four teams, food and nutrition security, credit and economic empowerment, sustainable and supportive places, and work conditions. So that will be basically the agenda of the next 2 days. Next year, we move to investment and innovation in building human long-term capital. We will be talking about universal access to childhood and youth development and education, universal access to social protection floor, prevention and cure of neglected disease of the poor, and healthcare. Serious agenda even more next year. And the last one, we move now, and that's where we get really to want to change the world. And I already, we have already started to try to get Paul Krugman back. It's the idea, what is in the social determinants, it's, you call this, I think, the redistribution of power, resources, and money. And we worked hard on that one to say, what can we do so that we don't look too preachy? So we look at what is out there that has already started to change this. So we'll be looking at technology, media, financial markets as being kind of domains where there are change in the making and more is needed, as well as environmental movement. So that's the overview for the next 3 years. And also the way, if you thought you were coming here just for a day or two and having a good time, once you come to the platform, you never leave. And the second thing is that we really conceive this three-year agenda as populating what will be the McGill World Platform. So if we are successful, there should be many projects, many agenda that will keep us working together in the next few days, in the next year, and I hope for a long time after. Thank you.
She's not joking. I realized that we started a bit later than we expected, and I was in a rush, and I forgot to say one important thing, and that was welcome. We're really happy to have you all here and the next couple of days. If you haven't been through this experience, it's quite a remarkable experience. And I think the key to it is listening as much as talking. So take advantage of the sessions over the next couple of days, because by Thursday afternoon when we're wrapping this up, I think we can have some pretty exciting results from the effort.